change anything.
You already have? I need to check. Oh, you do. You see that you do. Okay.
Yep.
All right.
I assume so. Hold on. Before I commit to anything, let me make sure I actually can. Can everyone see that?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Yes, I do. Okay. So we will, should we give people a few more minutes or should we call the order?
You're mean.
Then in the name of expediency, we shall call our meeting to order. So the first item of business on the agenda is public comments. I don't believe Carrie's joined yet, right, Carrie Oakes?
Not that I can see, no.
Okay, so we might need to bounce back to item two if we have a public commenter that arrives later. So moving on to the approval of the minutes from last time. Thanks, as always, to Mel for putting them together. Do we have a motion to approve the minutes or any requested changes? Just a reminder.
I move to approve the minutes.
A second.
Yeah, I do too.
You third.
You third? I'm third? Okay.
Fourth.
I'm a little bit slow here with my buttons.
I'm always impressed with the people who are able to like raise their hands and do smiley clappy emoticons and everything because I am not that fast either. Okay, I believe the minutes are since we all attempted to second the motion, that they are approved. Okie doke. For 4A, again, we might end up burning through this agenda pretty darn quickly. 4A, we are going to get an update from, what was it, last week or the week before's city council meeting where they reviewed the recommendation that we had submitted coming out of our September meeting. And Councilor Cummings was going to provide that update, but I don't believe she's joined yet. Would it make sense, Doug, for you to provide an update in her absence, or should we hold off? You're muted. You're still muted. Okay. And we can always circle back to that item too, if it makes more sense.
Maybe letting somebody in or talking to Jerry or Jerry Cummings, it looks like.
I'm sorry. I was on the YouTube side, just making sure it was working, and it blocked me out of the screen. So, I'm happy to give you what my perception was of the update from the city council meeting. And I think it would probably be appropriate if Councilor Cummings comes on board to hear from her. There was quite a bit of dialogue with the council about. Oh, here she is. She's on. She wants to come on. So let's just let her talk. Welcome, Councilor Cummings. They started the meeting already, but it's right to the point where they had a question about for you. So I was about to give an answer, but it's even better you're here to answer it yourself.
Sorry for the delay. I was in the waiting room. I wasn't sure what was, I don't know. So thank you. Okay, what's the question?
you had perfect timing because the next item on the agenda was getting an update from you on the outcome of the city council meeting that happened back on September 21st with regards to our commission's recommendation about the prior projects.
Yeah, so I think the council got the information. It was conveyed at the meeting. And we also talked about sections of the municipal code probably need to be focused on more, as far as we do have clear criteria from what many of us think are pretty clear there in the municipal code is spelled out, you know, what art is and that sort of thing. So the question of aesthetics versus, you know, yeah.
So the public art.
Thank you. Yeah.
And were there outcomes from the meeting regarding making potential changes to that or?
No, the municipal code is the municipal code. I mean, if you're gonna change that, that's a whole nother process.
You know? Well, we did just update this. So this definition was actually updated as part of Ordinance 1702 based on the commission's recommendation. So was there further changes that the council had requested as a result?
Boy, I really apologize. No, we didn't vote to make any changes.
Okay.
Doug, you're listening too, right? Let me go back to it. I'm sorry. I was just in the middle of something else and all of a sudden realized it was 5 o'clock already. Okay. Let's see. What council meeting was that?
The 21st.
The 21st. Thank you. If you guys want to move on with your discussion, I'll look it up.
I just have another question while you're looking it up, just in regards to, so E is artworks that possess functional as well as aesthetic qualities. So that seems like sort of Lance's concept that whatever sort of decorative pavers or the Christmas lights, he can count those towards his arts. Percent for the arts that his project, like the public works projects and the transportation projects specifically, are accounting for. I don't know if you guys got into that detail, but I'd be curious to know if you chatted about it.
There was some discussion about things like decorations that don't involve original art, because there's some other language there that talks about original art. And so there's, I think that was mainly the issue.
I think the important thing as it relates to the definition of art here is that this code was intended to help inform the forward-looking art selection process. Mm-hmm. And I think the confusion here is an attempt to apply it retroactively of does a particular expense fall within these categories. Yeah. And that was how this definition was intended to behave. It was intended to, again, be informing future activities versus determining the, you know, relevance of past expenditures. And I think this is something that's it's a tricky issue at this particular point in time as we transition into the new kind of budgetary analysis of what's eligible for the Public Art Trust Fund or not. Mm-hmm. But it wouldn't necessarily be, I don't foresee it being a sticking point forever. It's just right now we're at this transition time of changing the definition of what eligible funds are. My suspicion is that definition won't continue to be a problem moving forward.
That's right, Carrie, and thank you for that. And to that conversation, and that was a big question. I made a motion to exempt FY 19 and 20. So in other words, not have that apply retroactively. To me, I said that's like moving the goalpost, you know, and that those projects and budgets were already being worked on, you know, but to start applying it to FY 21 and forward.
And did that motion pass, Terry?
Yes, it passed 4-1.
Okay, great. Thank you. That's perfect.
Yeah.
So the recommendation was exactly in line with that, which is perfect. That's great. And then also we had suggested that the council consider exempting some projects from the FY21 budget as well.
But, sorry,
budgeted. Was that discussed?
Okay. So sorry for that interruption. Could you repeat that, please? Thanks.
Yeah, sure. So the recommendation that we as the commission had put forth was requesting what the motion that you raised and successfully passed. So thank you very much for that. So the exemption of the projects stemming from the from fiscal years 19 and 20. And we'd also recommended that council review certain projects here in fiscal year 21. That had also already had budgets approved or that were already underway. Did that come up in the conversation at all?
The ones for fiscal year 2021 will be, any that haven't been allocated, they will be applicable to the percent for the arts.
Okay, so there will still be some scurrying on some projects that had previously been budgeted then.
Well, there's a difference between what is budgeted and what stage things are in. But if you go back and look at what it says about, oh, I can't see that. I can't scroll it, but it talks about how it's the whole process, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's the designing, the engineering, and everything right. Like that. Yeah.
Right.
So in some cases, there might have been some preliminary work done, even on stuff that's beyond 2021. I don't know, but the vote was to have fiscal year 21 onward apply.
Okay.
Because there haven't, the actual, see work gets done and then we allocate it. You know, we vote to approve the budget for it. We vote to approve that certain amount. They'll bring that forward to us and we'll have that vote on it. So there's a whole process. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for bringing that recommendation to council and getting that motion successfully passed.
You're welcome.
Hopefully that alleviates some of the confusion around this.
Yeah.
Anything else related to that conversation that you wanted to pass along?
Let's see. Oh, there's I think something we might not have known is that ODOT does not allow art projects on their property. So Highway 43, you know, if we were gonna want to do anything in the circles or something like that, like we talked about. Mm-hmm. I'm not even sure if we're even gonna ultimately have circles on Highway 43, the way things are kind of not going in our favor as far as funding is going, you know. Lance is talking about having to scale things back because the grants, you know, from Metro and the feds are not looking real easy there, you know. But anyway, some of that might might start looking better if Metro's bond measure passes. But right now, but anyway, the bottom line is ODOT doesn't allow us to impose our art on their highways and their facilities, like the area of their jurisdiction around the 10th Street exit. And I'm not really sure how that'll work with the Archbridge area. I think we're gonna have to work on that because we really do want to have, you know, something there.
Yeah, that's good to know, because that was definitely a an example we were tossing around quite a bit, was putting nice sculptures in roundabouts.
Right. Yeah, we'll have to really go to work on that. I think that other cities have done it. I've seen plenty of things. So it'll be interesting to find out really what those limitations are.
Yeah.
Because we've seen lots of overpasses and circles and stuff with things in them. And those are obviously state or federal highways. So
yeah, like the all the mosaics under I-5 and Wilsonville, things like that.
That's right.
Thanks for that update. And then switching gears to the update on the bylaws. So Nancy and Lauren and I met like a week and a half ago or so to go through, I don't know if any of you had taken a peek at the, prior to today, the last draft that I had circulated, but it was littered with questions from me and then additional questions from Lauren and then additional questions from Nancy. And so we all kind of went through those and attempted to answer some of those and come up with decent revisions based on that. Hold on just a second. I just realized I have to change my screen share. You guys can see that doc, right? Okay. And I also just tidied it up a little bit to help clarify kind of what all of these, like why we're even going through this process. So in the city code, the one that got updated through the vote at city council just a few months ago, based on the revisions we had recommended a while back, the last section of that code says there will be additional guidelines that clarify exactly how all of this gets administered. So, which effectively puts us on the hook for defining what the guidelines are so that we can move forward with various projects with some sort of process in place. So that's what this document is intended to do. Sorry, was there a... and I think barring any additional requests for revisions or additions or anything from the rest of the group, the work that remains to be done is essentially kind of running this by other people who are smarter than us on various facets of this. I think one of the biggies is around, it talks about, I think it's the first bullet up here is provide for an annual plan for public art based upon the, essentially the funds that we collect through the percent for art. Mm-hmm. And right now there's kind of an open question of what's the best way to do that. So I think ideally what I've imagined and what I suspect other people have imagined as well is that we're working in lockstep with different city departments and we know that there's this project and it's coming up and the budget is X dollars and therefore we have, you know, 1.5% of that to apply toward art and what art makes sense within the context of the project and da-da-da. However, everything that we've seen so far from a budgeting standpoint is backward looking. So it's, hey, it's the end of the year and we have X dollars that we can put in this fund, now what? I think that's ultimately a question for Lauren Breithaupt at the city, is to say, hey, is a forward-looking budget even like feasible? What would that look like? How would we need to, like, what would we need to do to make that work? And if not, then we'll need to figure out how we want to define that kind of backward-looking budgeting process. Aside from that big question mark around the strategic plan and budgeting piece, the other big open item really is just getting this document in front of other people to make sure that we are, that we're following best practices, that we're saying the things that artists expect to see in documents like this, that we're not unintentionally like excluding anybody by the way we're setting things up. We're not, you know, introducing any obstacles to people applying for various art commissions that we might be sponsoring the city, that kind of thing. As well as working with other groups that in the Venn diagram that is West Lynn that we might be in overlapping circles with. So, you know, people like Historic Main Street, the Historical Society, the Confederated Tribes, that kind of thing, to make sure that we're taking all the different moving parts into account. So in our meeting a week and a half ago, we had talked about a few different avenues to get this in front of different people. I confess that I had talked about reaching out to one woman in particular, and I have not done that yet, but I need to do that. But more broadly speaking, I wanted to make sure we gave the entire group an update in case there was other avenues people wanted to pursue, other questions people had, or any thoughts anybody had on any of these topics. I guess, Beate, I'm really talking to you because you're the only one who wasn't at our subcommittee meeting.
For sure, I appreciate what you did. And as I'm not really familiar with that at all. So I really have to read sometimes twice to figure out what it meant. But so far, I guess I get it. And I'm really glad that there's someone who can understand all that language. I'm still learning English. How do you say that? Official language, or I don't know how you call it, but like, yeah, language for offices or cities or whatever it is. But it, yeah, so I really appreciate your work and thanks for updating give an update.
A lot of it, admittedly, we just lifted from other cities, like the materials they provided us. And you're totally right. Like a lot of it, I think, is written much fluffier than it needs to be. But yeah, like a lot of this was lifted directly from Redmond. One open question that we had that we were wondering, Doug, that you might have an answer to is whether or not there is an existing inventory of the city's art collection. So like, for example, when you guys purchased the art for the library, I don't know if that was something that that you had to add to a formal inventory, or if that's something that you were able to just manage like directly within the library.
We manage it inside the library, but I believe it goes onto a list. And I think that there was, I think actually, if I remember back earlier on, I think that Lori was looking at potentially that Parks had one time done a master list of all the art on at the city. And I don't know that she, I don't know where it went with that. Does anybody remember that component? Okay. But we can find, I will go back. I believe since the original, the past iteration of this was, you know, something that was working with Parks. I'll work with Ken Warner, the Parks Director, and see if they may have a listing of the objects, or excuse me, the art that the city might have. And it probably is going to be more related to outside, but we'll see if they also have inside. And if not, that's something that we've talked about in the past about creating an inventory or an updated inventory. The other component might be, is we may have riders on some of these, so they may be identified through for insurance purposes. And so there may be that list, so I can also talk to Lauren about that and see if that exists as well.
I have a question. If there is outside artwork, and I came across down at that park that is on where the Tualatin River, there's a little walkway. I don't know what the street is called, but there is an art, big art installation. And I was wondering if when Park and if they have kind of a map where they also make note that there is public art or that there is art available to look at. Is that something what you also can ask the person?
Absolutely. I'll work with Ken on that and see if there is, and maybe also if there is, and there's somebody that's been assigned to it from his personnel, that we can ask, they have them talk to us about it as well. I also want to follow you. I'm sorry. What was that?
I said it would be great to have that also on the map from West Lynn when we have all these parks, but if that would also have kind of a note, and this park is something to see, or it must not be exactly what it is, but that we say there's artwork installation and there's artwork installation. People can go there and find it.
Sure. I think we can certainly see what's been already created and go from there.
Yeah. When I was looking into this in 2017 and 2018, trying to, and talked to the Oregon Arts and Culture community liaison. I have to remember his name, who told us that he gave us some ideas about, to start out, it's good to have an inventory. And through that conversation, we found out that we had done some inventory work as part of Clackamas County's Arts Alliance's work on inventorying the art in Clackamas County. So in 2015, West Lynn had provided some data about that to them, and so that might be available to us. And then as far as our process, I noticed on the Clackamas County Arts Alliance website, they had shown that they were involved with our West Lynn Library art, the project, the installations at our library. Other than that, we also have our installations that were done as part of the new police station. And I think that was done, I'm not sure exactly how that was done. It was probably done through the parks, because that's the way the old rules were. You know how the old rules were, part of it was kind of directed by the city manager.
Okay. Speaking of city managers, I didn't know if you saw the text, but Jerry's here with us now. Jerry Avrilatos. So and I know he has a bunch of meetings, as maybe Councilor Cummings says today. I think there's three different city meetings, subsidiaries going this afternoon. So I wanted to just make sure he had opportunity to say hello to everybody, if you don't mind, Carrie.
Can I just say one quick thing about the inventory?
Oh, yeah. Sorry, Lauren. I'm sorry.
That's okay. It sounds like there's a lot of potential little pieces and stuff, and I would volunteer myself to consolidate those things depending on what is found and sort of make a thing. So if you want to have sort of a point person within the commission, Doug, I would volunteer to be that person. Thank you.
The guy's name was Brian Wagoner, and I've sent you guys information about him before. You might find that in your files.
Thanks. And Lauren, I know a couple of people with the Clackamas County Arts Alliance, so I'd be happy to reach out to them to see if on their side they have any of the documentation that Terry, you were just referring to. If I happen to turn up anything, I'll send it your way to fold in. And sorry, I think that's if anybody has any other inventory thoughts.
Lori Griffith had been doing some field work, remember?
Yeah, she had offered to go around and start documenting stuff that's out there, but if we could sidestep that or at least supplement that with stuff that's already been documented, then I think that would save her a lot of hiking.
Yes, Absolutely. And it would be nice to have a map. Yeah.
Agreed. Yeah, we talked about putting a map of like a, you know, Westland art tour on the brochure that we were going to put together for all of the events that have subsequently been canceled. But someday we will be in a world that has brochures for walking tours, and then we can put it on there.
The electronic ones are good.
Yep.
Do you want Jerry now to jump in and say hello? Okay, Jerry.
Welcome, Jerry.
Hi, everybody. I'm Jerry Gabriel Lados. Sorry I'm late. Thanks for having me. I'm thrilled to be part of this group. I worked quite a bit with artists in the communities that I moved from, more in Chicago than Minnesota, but I'm gonna send everybody here some links. We basically had like an in-office art liaison in one of the offices I worked in Chicago, and she painted murals on a lot of the vacant storefronts that were in one of our main commercial corridors. And I'll send you links to it, which is the nice thing about using Zoom. And then the other way that we worked with artists, I worked in another part of the city where we had the fourth highest graffiti out of 50 wards, which is not something we like to brag about, but we partnered with muralists to paint in places where we were just getting tagged all the time. And more often than not, the taggers respected the murals, so that worked quite a bit. On a personal level, about 1,000 years ago, I used to volunteer at the Art Institute in Chicago, and I'm hoping to join the Art Museum in Portland, but because of COVID, their hours are a little short, so I might abstain from doing that for a little while. Doug, if you can email me these guidelines, I'd love to take a look at them too and just become more familiar with the work that everybody here is doing. You know, it's interesting, Melanie, I recognize you from the library, but I didn't recognize you without your mask, which is just how crazy the era is that we're living in, right? And then the other joke about meeting everybody this way is I ran into somebody last week at the farmer's market who said to me, "You're the guy from the Zoom calls." So I do exist. And maybe for the next 6 months or so, it'll probably just be as a box on your screens. But I do look forward to working with you and meeting everybody to the extent that we can. I wanted to learn more about this group, and I'm more interested on a personal level than professional, probably. So thanks, and I'll be quiet. I'll send these links because now that I look back at it, it's like, this is some really cool stuff.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. Thanks so much for sharing. And on a side note, I was volunteering at the Portland Art Museum as well, but have not since March.
So the coolest experience I had in the Chicago Art Institute, it had nothing to do with art, but I basically sat at a desk and helped kids with their homework and whatever. But one time Elvis Costello walked up to me and he was like, "Where is the bathroom?" Like, oh, right over here. And then he didn't get his own tour, but when Bono came, Bono's big enough that he gets his own tour. Like he's too famous to walk around when everybody else is allowed in, which is just interesting because I think I like Elvis Costello a lot more than you two, but.
I do too.
Bono is, I'm 5'8", he might be 5'4". So kind of a fun.
Okay. Who knew?
Anyway.
I will just add first of all, welcome to the city. I was going to make a plug for this later, but since you're here and have a personal interest, next weekend and the following weekend is Portland Open Studios, and they're doing all virtual visits this year, and it's all free, and there are some Westland and Lake Oswego artists. So
oh, cool.
If you wanted to get to know some artists in your own backyard, you can look that up. It's a really cool.
What is it called?
It's called Portland Open Studios.
Hey, Lauren, that reminds me, that's one of the things that Brian Wagner suggested, is that we try to also develop an inventory of the artists and performers in our community. And so I was going around to those studios whenever I heard about them and finding, and I do that at art shows too, you know, in the summertime. Oh, you're from West Lynn? Right down the, you know. Because otherwise it is amazing sometimes to go to, I don't know, to art shows and find out that there's an artist from West Lynn that you've never even heard of, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a juried show, so I'm not sure exactly how many artists there are locally, but there's definitely a handful. So I will be checking them out, and I recommend you all do too.
So I don't know if Carrie did, but I attended 2011 and 2013, so it's quite a long time ago, both open studios. And it's usually that you not only can sell your art, but you also show people your process. That's the whole purpose, actually, that people can go to the studios and can see how the artists work and how they create their artwork or how they come up with the ideas or collaborate. And so I have these older lists of people, and there is always the addresses or emails or whatnot also from the people who are in West Lynn. So I can also try to get those together. And I mean, some moved away, but maybe some came back or moved here. So that would be kind of a start too, to connect with these artists, and maybe they know more people who are around us. And that would be a good list to start with, I guess.
I attended some last year and the year before, and I know I saw the flyer for last year, and so I could probably dig up the West Lynn local artists that participated in that one for sure. And thanks for sharing the links, Jerry. Thank you. Also, I just want to scroll through the guidelines real quickly. By the way, I was calling them bylaws, and then I saw that in the code, we refer to them as guidelines, and so now I'm calling them guidelines, but it's the same document. Pardon my quick scrolling. I'm just looking for the stuff that I highlighted in yellow. There's less of it than I thought. One of the open things, one of the reasons we wanted to run this by currently working artists is, and also, I don't know if Lauren would be the right person, Lauren Breithaupt would be the right person to talk to about this, or because you had mentioned her in regards to potentially having insurance riders on some of the existing art. But in the language that we borrowed from Redmond, it talks about it's the artist's responsibility to maintain public liability on any artwork. And as a very much emerging artist who only makes 2D things, this all felt very foreign to me personally. And I thought, I wonder if that would be like a really big obstacle for some emerging artists who want, you know, like who are very talented, but don't necessarily have the means or the know-how to go about getting some kind of insurance policy on their work. This might be totally standard, but those are the types of things that, that Nancy, Lauren, and I were like, I don't know if this is standard. And so we wanted to make sure that we had a sense from other artists as well as from on the financial side with the city to see whether that's anything that can be navigated around or whether that's just the way it is and it has to stay that way. What else did we flag in here? There's our nice little placeholder for the strategic plan moving forward. And then again, this is one of the areas, but there's kind of this blanket statement here that kind of this whole thing is done with the, you know, reminding everybody that we are the Arts and Culture Commission and making sure that everything's being done equitably and inclusively. But there again, that's why we wanted to get it in front of a more diverse audience to make sure that we're reflecting the needs of various facets of our community appropriately. So I guess that concludes my official update, but open to any other questions that folks have. Oh, good point, Doug, that And I reach out to Clackamas County Arts Alliance. I'll ask about that piece as well. If there's got to be like a insurance market just for that purpose, that makes it reasonable for folks, if that's a common requirement. I have no idea. Any other guidelines / bylaw thoughts before we move on?
The thought that the artists would have to insure their work after we've already acquired it is new to me. I don't know. Never heard of that. Yeah.
Yeah, it struck me as odd, but again, like that, I've never participated in that process, so maybe it's totally par for the course, but it might be a weird oddity that made sense for Redmond that doesn't make sense for us. So worth asking around at least.
Oh, you're saying that's what Redmond does?
Yeah, that's where the language was lifted from.
I see, huh.
Almost all of this language was lifted, and then you know, we pared it down, we made tweaks where it made sense, or we made revisions where you know things didn't line up quite the way we do things here. But by and large, it's borrowed from them, who once upon a time borrowed all of their language from Lake Oswego. So circle of art life or something. Okay, so let me hop back to our friend, the agenda. So the next piece is, kind of goes hand in hand with one of the action items on the guidelines that we just talked about was figuring out how it would make sense for our group to partner with other similar organizations in the area and where it would make sense to do so. One more immediate example of that would be when Pauline spoke at our meeting in August. And I think that just kind of got all of us thinking about like, oh, there's these other groups that are doing things and it would make sense if we were doing things in concert. Nancy, I don't want to pick on you if you aren't prepared to be picked on, but I think you had requested that this be added to the agenda. I really don't remember when, maybe back in August. So I'm happy to hand the baton over.
Yeah, I don't have any concrete ideas. I was just, when, like you said, when Pauline attended, and she was presenting the idea of the banners. And I think we all agreed that we didn't necessarily want to get involved in banners necessarily, unless they were also cultural. And, that's when we had talked about maybe involving some of these other groups and promoting any type of cultural program or awareness. So whether it was working with the Grand Ronde tribal leaders or with the Black Lives Matter group or, you know, where we could involve that. So that's kind of where that idea came from. And then, especially given that some of our projects may be in the new Main Street area or with the old City Hall building restoration, considering that we might have cultural groups occupying office space there or museum space or whatever that might become and involving them. So I didn't have any concrete ideas. I just thought we definitely should involve some of those groups.
Agreed. And I don't know where the right place is to start. Maybe we just reach out to some of these groups and say, hi, we exist, and see if we can get something along the lines of like an informational interview with folks from them and just kind of swap ideas and see what kinds of programs they might already have going that we could, help support or piggyback on or whatever the case might be.
Right. Do we have we heard any more from Pauline, or is that was just, she just visited that one time?
As far as I know, she just visited that one time.
Okay.
We talked about me following up with her just to say like, hi, we heard you. And we haven't forgotten about you, but I haven't been able to track down her contact information, and I should have followed up on those questions to get that contact information, but I don't have it, and so it makes it hard for me to get back to her. if anyone on this call right now has an email.
We got this email, I think, but I don't know from whom it was, but that was included all the samples for these planters, if this felt also in this category. And I think we were, everybody from us was more a little bit, okay, what do we do with planters? And now with that email and the pictures that were attached, I have also more of an idea, what they actually looking for. So if we reach out to different groups, maybe we should ask them what they expect from us as well, that they say they have an idea, but they don't know how to process it or how we can actually do it together or how the city can contribute to that. And I think that would be, I think a good idea to connect with them, that they have maybe ideas and they don't know how to process.
Agreed. So, do we come up with our short list of groups and then pick names out of a hat and we each reach out to one of them? Or does anybody have existing relationships with any of the groups? I know Lori is actually also on the Historical Society, so she could very easily get information on the Historical Society because it's already in her head. but she would also be an easy liaison, like it wouldn't be adding a meeting to her life because she's already active in both groups. So,
who was that? I didn't catch the name.
Lori Griffith.
Oh, Lori.
So, a member of this commission, but she wasn't able to join tonight.
Right, yes.
So, we've got the Historical Society, we have Historic Main Street. And I know Pauline was one that spoke at our meeting, but then Terry, the message that you had forwarded on about the planters was from, I forget who, but
Shannon Knight is what part of the Main Street, the Willamette Main Street group.
And I don't recall, but I assume her contact info is in that message. So
yes,
she'd probably be just as good of a conduit into the group as Pauline. Would that be fair to say?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, it would be nice to get something rolling, you know.
Yeah. So we've got the Historical Society, Historic Main Street, Black Lives Matter, the Confederated Tribes. Are there other groups specific to Westland that would make sense to add to our list?
I don't know if the high school, Nancy might know better, but if kids are still doing art, I don't know. It's such, you know, but if
they are,
some way to bring them in and some.
I just talked with our ceramics teacher today and they all came through and picked up a giant block of clay. So I know they're doing that. And yeah, especially the AP art studio kids, they're pretty self-directed. So I know they're producing portfolio work, whether it's photography or painting or, you know, so they are.
I mean, it could be so fun to give them a platform, particularly without the school being open. Who knows that we can do anything fast enough, but.
Right, I agree.
Gosh, being an AP senior right now must be.
Right.
Rough going.
Crazy, yep. Yeah, that's a great idea. I'm happy to reach out to our art department.
That'd be awesome. Thanks. Okay, so we're, in her absence, we're assigning Lori to liaise with the Historical Society. Does anyone want to reach out to Shannon and or Pauline at Historic Main Street? And I'd be happy to do that if we don't have other volunteers. And I don't know if we have a contact for Black Lives Matter within West Lynn. Do you know, Nancy?
I don't. I know, is it Rachel Tillman is working on putting some families together, so connecting some families from here with some families in North Portland through like a virtual meet and greet kind of thing. I haven't heard any details if that's going forward, but otherwise, building, yeah, I'm not sure.
Yes, building bridges.
Oh, building bridges, that's what it's called, okay. So she might be connected to, I'm not sure if we have a local chapter of Black Lives Matter.
I'm not sure. Maybe through school. Yeah. Do you have a relationship with Rebecca? Would you be comfortable reaching out to her?
Rachel?
Oh, sorry.
Tillman? Sorry, I might have said the wrong name. I think it's Rachel. Okay. I have just met her briefly once, but I'd be happy to email her.
Okay. Yeah.
I would need to get her contact info. Doug seems to be the email guru tonight, email address person. Oh.
Who are we looking for? I'm sorry.
Rachel Tillman. She's doing the building bridges.
And I've seen her. She's in a number of overlapping Facebook groups. So since you already have the high school, Nancy, I'm happy to let you reach out to her. But I also would take an assignment.
Well, if you want to take that one, you can.
And then the Confederated Tribes of Grand Ronde, do we have a sense of who we would reach out to there?
I've talked with them. I've talked with their artists at a couple of their different salmon bakes, you know, and told them that we're getting our Arts and Culture Commission up and running finally. And so they're interested. I told them that we'll be interested in working with them.
Okay.
And I don't know if it's my role to do that.
Would you be willing to share the contact information for the folks that you had spoken with before, and then somebody on the commission can follow up with them?
Yeah, sure. You bet. I don't have it on the tip of my tongue.
You don't have them all committed to memory?
I don't. It's a dwindling memory bank as it is, you know? The shelves are getting full.
I have a new to Oregon question. Did you say salmon bakes? Is that a thing?
Absolutely.
Okay. No one tell anybody that I don't know what that means. Yeah. Well, keep that between us. I also said Willamette wrong incorrectly, and man, did I get in trouble. So.
Oh, did you say Willamette?
Yeah, it was bad.
Oh, I love it.
It was really bad. Well, I didn't know they have salmon bakes. It's kind of cool.
They have a ceremony in the spring and in the fall.
Okay.
Where they get special permission from PGE to construct a platform on the, you know, that island area, and they get some salmon, and then they do this like really early in the morning, and then they bake it for hours and hours, and then they have a big potluck and stuff. They usually do it at McLean House in the fall. I went to one there at the McLean House, and then in the spring I went, it's called the First Salmon. Cool. And they have speakers and artwork, and you know, it's a really neat event. They did that when in the Willamette Park area. Yeah, it was pretty neat. And they've come to the White Oak Savannah too. They've come to a number of their events too, and shared some of their work. And you know, like the Savannah has they use the acorns, and they use the Camassia for their food. So they talked about that too.
Cool. Okay, so Terry, you'll get the contact information circulated for Grand Ronde. And does anybody in particular want to reach out to them with the kind of the same intro conversation?
if we have sort of a standard, like what are a standard message that we all are sort of sending, and then we can kind of be, you know, consistent with what we're asking and offering and wondering. So
that's a great idea. I was just sort of wondering, I was like, what am I asking for here?
So just maybe just like an introduction. Yeah. Introduction of who we are, and that we're going to be moving forward. We're going to be working on a variety of projects moving forward with the city, and introducing art. And I can draft something and send it to you guys, and then it'll need a lot of editing, I'm sure, but I'm happy to draft a little something. And then once we agree on what we want to ask or say, we can just send that out. And then there's like a consistent message.
That'd be fantastic. Thank you.
Okay. I'll work on that in the next couple of days.
I think that's a good idea. Thanks.
I'm also giving you the name. It's the Chachalu Museum. That's the Grand Ronde, the Confederated Tribes Museum. It's out towards the coast. And that's the one I was telling you about before, that it'd be nice to do a field trip to it, which of course that's botched at this point. But, I don't know if it's possible to, if they're giving virtual tours or anything, maybe there's something that they're doing. They have some incredible stuff, and they bring in different installations.
Cool.
Thanks.
I have another meeting I have to get to, so I'm just going to say goodbye, and I hope to participate more in the future. Bye, everybody.
Thanks so much for joining.
Bye.
Okay. Any other?
Someone, Carrie, are you capturing all the chats, or someone copying and pasting all that, and so we have all those contact emails and names and?
That I was wondering if those got captured in the recording.
Yeah, so I didn't know. Just to be sure, maybe.
I have the contact information written down.
Oh, you do. Okay. Thanks, Mel.
Obviously not the links, but Pauline's email address. Shannon's email address.
Okay.
The Grand Ron.
Great. Great. Thank you.
You're welcome. And they'll be in the notes. Am I safe to assume you're going to do the high school? Because that's the only one I don't have a name associated with.
Yes, I can do that one.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you.
You know, somebody probably could just contact the Chachalu Museum, go to that website. I can still see if I can find the name of the people that I talked to when I went to the salmon feed, but I went out to the Chachalu Museum and talked to them there too. You should check out their stuff on their website. It's pretty cool.
Yeah, we'll do.
Yeah, and I do think, I mean, we can't do everything all at once, which this sort of bleeds a little bit into the next agenda item, but that, I mean, it seems great, like, throw some initial, hello, here we are, what do you think about that out there, and then kind of see what comes back. I mean, in that realm, I'd be happy to reach out to the museum, but that does seem like a bigger ask. I'd want to be I guess with all of these things, I want to be respectful and make sure that we do kind of know what we're asking for, I guess. It's not just like, hey, tell me about the art you do. Anyway, so.
Right, you want to do more than just be like, hi, we're here if you need us.
Because it does look like a great museum. I mean, I just a brief click on it looks great, but I mean, I don't know. How many requests do they get to partner? What do they? What is their bandwidth? Anyway.
Well, they're part of the Willamette Falls Heritage Landage Coalition also. And so they're also involved with partnership that we're trying to work on the old city hall with, and are looking at wanting to have a space there for exhibits and so forth.
Terry, is there still, in my old job life, there used to be a group of people who were working on the Willamette Falls locks kind of situation. Does that group still exist? Because that might be a place where we could, instead of doing 1-1-1, you could do 5 at once, because I know they had the tribes involved, they had the city involved, they had, but I don't know if those, like, is that still happening? I don't even know.
Oh yeah, well at this point it's actually involving the governor. I mean, this is something we need to work with the feds on. You probably know. It's a group of people for sure. Mayor Axelrod is our representative on that. Yeah.
Yeah. And they might be too policy-ish and less artish.
Oh, definitely.
But just as a group of like, hey, we see what you're doing and we want to help to highlight it or celebrate it or bring some pieces of what they're doing into our work or whatever.
Yeah, well, I mean, the main thrust right now is just getting the funding to get the locks restored and find a new owner.
So it sounds like we at least have a handful of potential contacts that might know who to direct us to. Mm-hmm. Any other thoughts specific to like other groups to reach out to or messaging around that before we move on to the last topic? So this last one, and I don't know that this is some, I suspect this was not something that we will like have a, tidy response to by the end of our meeting today, but wanted to at least get the ball rolling. Lauren, I know you've brought this up a few times and it's been in the back of my mind. It definitely came up a lot working on the bylaws, because it's like, well, do we need a mural policy? Only if we're doing murals. Do we need to worry about how to install sculpture? Only if we have a sculpture program. The advice that we've gotten from some of the other commissions we reached out to, however long ago that was, like a year ago or so, was to start small, pick your one thing, do that one thing and then build on that. And here we are a couple of years after being officially forged, and I don't know that we have our one thing. The pandemic has made our decision a little bit easier, because it has quickly ruled out a lot of performance, music, art fairs, a lot of stuff that might have been on the table is at least right now not on the table. So I just wanted to kind of open the door to the kinda big conversation of like, what are we all doing here? What do we want to do? How do we want to transform our city? To see if people had strong thoughts about what kinds of projects we might want to hang our hats on.
I think what would be a start is to figure out really who is living in our city as artists, and then maybe put together a virtual tour or an online gallery and show who is working, living, doing in West Lynn. Or yeah, I think that would be an idea, because to find all these people and if they are willing to do that, or if that would be even possible through the website of the city or something like that, would be a start, for my opinion, so that we know actually who's around us and creates art. Okay.
I do like those planters. I admit, I thought they were very pretty, having seen the pictures and like what the concept was. I was like, I could imagine 6 or 12 of those going down Main Street that are all painted by different people or groups or whatever. So, and it seems unique also, like, I don't know, like I've seen, various cats and cows and mailboxes or whatever, but I don't know that I've seen painted planters before. I thought it was a cool idea.
Carrie, can you forward me that email? Because I was not in the loop, so I haven't seen the planters. Pictures of the planters that you guys are referring to?
Yeah, I can do that.
I have it all right here. I'll forward it to you.
Okay, thank you. I didn't ever get copies of them. That way, when I'm writing up notes, I will have that included. Thank you.
Thanks.
Would that be kind of an idea if we have the Westland artists that we say, hey, if you were interested in to get some artwork on a planter, but we don't know what the planters look like or what they should look like? Or, I mean, then we have two things at once. We have an interesting decoration how do you want to say it? But on the other hand, we can say, hey, that's the artist from Westland X, whatever, and this is the other guy, and this is the other person, and they do this and they do that. I don't know if that would be a project or an idea to invite the artists living in West Lynn and also contribute to the Main Street project.
A lot of the, I always like those projects too, where it's, a bunch of somethings, but each one that's, scattered throughout a town, but each one has a different artist take on it. And it seems like a lot of those projects reach out to, certainly reach out to established artists, but then also reach out to just the community at large. So there might be one that's, by the art students at the high school or by a particular organization. Or I think when you said cows, Lauren, you might, were you referring to the cows in the Pearl? Because that, I was...
Hey, there's cows in the Pearl, there's cows in Chicago. Yeah. There's maybe a couple cities that have done,
cows.
Big cows. Pigs in Seattle.
Yeah, tiny town in New York that has cats every 10 yards, basically. Anyway, really?
There's horses all over Saratoga, New York, and there's the bears in, is it Grants Pass that has the bears everywhere? I'm a sucker for those. I love it when a city has a bunch of animals that are decorated and stuff. I think I just like animals.
Planters are so planters are very functional, and obviously they have the flowers, and that's also nice, and I think you could put them in parks, and that would also make sense. But we are also, as Terry well knows, we're a bee city, and I don't know if we could get bees and put bees around. That would be, I would love it if there were bees. Uh-huh. But I don't know where you get the bees. That's the problem. Like planters, you can go to Home Depot and buy, or hopefully they donate whatever,
right,
40 of them so people can paint them. But
well, maybe the planters are, the paintings on the planters have to incorporate bees.
Or even mosaics of bees. They don't even have to be painted.
See?
Mosaics seem more long lasting. I like the bees idea, of course.
The planters strike me as very doable. Like there's already momentum to have planters somewhere, which is why they became one of our go-to examples for these conversations. You don't have to worry about sourcing larger than life bee statuary to and later decorate. Because like you said, you can just go to Home Depot and pick up a planter. So that might be that doesn't mean that we need to define ourselves as a commission that we're the planter people. But it seems like it could be a good first thing to get our teeth into. You could turn that around quickly. It's not like you'd have to wait for a 5-year fabrication period to be able to actually see the thing.
The question is, the Main Street group, they mentioned that with the planters, do they have already an idea what they buy or what they get? Or was that only to us a question what they can do together or what we can do together with that group? That's what I don't know. But on the other hand, we don't have to restrict us to the Main Street then. We can go further out and say, okay, planters can be all around the city. And with the bees, we can... require, it must be a bee somewhere in the whatever design an artist comes up, or the school, or a group of children from the high school or something, so that everybody has, or every planter has kind of a red dot, red line, red thread through to all of them when they are in the city scattered around. And I don't know if the Main Street group already has a budget for those planters, but need more impact of who can be the artist to decorate them. Is that something we know?
Maybe it'd be fun to do a call out, you know, and just say it has to have a B somewhere in the design. And I could see also doing like a little free to be me festival.
Just looking at the email from Shannon, she does say there's a person who's on the design committee who can be reached out to. So anyway, it might be at least a place to start. I do think we can go beyond Main Street, which is
beyond.
Beyond.
I could just keep going with these.
I love a good pun, Carrie, so you got my attention. There is a person in that email who she says to connect with. I think it was Linda. Anyway, so we can find out more specifically what they're, if they have this in their plan, is this in their budget, how can we match up a little bit?
Because I don't recall when Pauline presented, I don't recall the details. I remember that was something that they were looking to implement along the Willamette Falls Drive, but I don't remember if they already had like specific themes that they were looking to hit, or if they just wanted planners, or if they had a very specific idea about that. So we can kind of see, as part of that introductory process, we can kind of feel out where they're at with that process and see if we would be able to kind of dovetail those together.
Yeah, I mean, it would give a great entree also in talking to these groups and people of saying, we think we've got a project, or we do have a project, or whatever. Would you be interested in doing your own little call to your group, or hopefully passing along our call, whatever
right. That looks like.
If you like, I can reach out to her again and ask her what they actually were thinking when they introduced us to that information. So I can email her or call her if we have the phone number or something, or email her back. Hey, do you have already planters in mind? And what do you think about the idea with the bees going constantly in every planters? And then that's what we can also jump on and then do them somewhere else besides Main Street. So I can reach out to her and ask what they were thinking, if that is okay.
Sorry, to whom?
To Pauline. I think that was the person who introduced us to the Main Street projects, right?
Yeah. I just want to make sure that we don't fire off too many messages, because like presumably that would be one and the same as our hello, how can we help you message.
Oh, okay. I don't know. That would be only a question only for the planters. That's what I was wondering, if we should reach out to her to ask specifically if they had already planters in mind and what they wanted to have from us, because she reached out to our group to introduce the whole project. So that's why I don't know how we should proceed, more like a new introduction. Hey, that's what we're doing, or specifically going to their question, what we can do together on the planters or design or whatnot.
Beata, I'm going to put in the chat, it's Jody Carson, who is on the email from Terry. She's the design committee. I assume they're a small committee like we are. So she copied her on the email. So hopefully you can get, because it sounded like at the end of her message, she's like, this is not my strong suit, so I leave it to the people who it is, but.
That's right, she's like, I'm the business person. Yeah, if you'd rather follow up with them, yeah, then I'm absolutely happy to cross my name off that one.
So I wasn't sure if already someone wanted to connect with her. So that's why I was like saying, hi, I can do that. I don't know, Carrie, you wanted to contact her already or did you already know?
I didn't. No, I've been meaning to follow up with Pauline and I've just been feeling guilty for not because I mean, she didn't come on. And
because I didn't do anything yet. I thought that's something I can do.
But absolutely, if you want to follow up with her, I think with this particular group, since they obviously know we exist because they've, you know, spoken with us and then also shared the follow-up information, then it wouldn't be so much an intro message so much as as long as we're like, I want to just be careful that we aren't overly committal because we're still kind of figuring this out. We're figuring out how our budget works. We're figuring out how again, since it's not even our budget, right? We're just making recommendations. It would probably behoove us to get something in front of council before we got too far down the path of committing to a bunch of artists to put their lovely bee paintings on a bunch of planters that don't exist yet all over the city. So I just want to make sure that we get all of our little ducks in a row before we start making grand promises to anybody. But I think it would be good to follow up with them and, you know, say like, we really like this idea. We're looking to, you know, move forward with this. We're still kind of figuring out some of the details, but we wanted to just kind of check in and figure out kind of where they're at. Like, you know, like all the things you were saying is like, do they have designs in mind? Do they have themes in mind? Or is that something we could partner on? So yes, Beat, if you want to follow up with them, I would be more than pleased to.
Yeah, I will do that. if I write an email, I send it first to you, that you can. No, it's all good. I think that's fine. No, I think I'm able to do that. So
please don't. Just be empowered. Well, holy cow. I thought this was going to be like the beginning of this like lengthy conversation of bouncing back and forth for like 3 months. And here we are with the thing that we want to do. And that's fantastic. And I'm elated. And it's 6:20 and we're already through all of our official items. This is weird. What's going on? Does anybody have any specific comments on any other topic, on that topic or any other topics?
It's just long term. Do we need Lauren B to give us, or someone from staff to let us know what's coming up in fiscal year 21? Is there anything we need to have on our horizon, on our big projects that we need to kind of start planning for or be at least thinking about?
Doug, would it make sense or do you think, I assume she'd be open to it because she's been very open with meeting with us so far. Just setting up a meeting with Lauren Breithaupt, either as part of our next meeting or even just in the interim, just have a couple of us chat with her about all things forward and backward looking budgeting.
Sure. Would you like me to see if I could set up a call with all of you? Well, if it's all of you, then it's kind of a decision-making body or some of you. I guess if it's just information gathering, that's fine. You're not going to be voting on anything. So, or I could just have her relay that information. So I can just reach out to her and whatever you feel comfortable with, I'm sure we can arrange something to happen.
That'd be great. Because I think at least me personally, I feel like I have enough questions that it would be a very messy email thread and it would be easier just to chat live.
I'll reach out to her today or tomorrow and ask her if there's some time that if you all want to, Mel can maybe coordinate this. If you have a time, if you want to meet other than your normally scheduled time next month, if we can kind of, I can maybe get some dates from her and we can do a doodle poll or something if that works.
That sounds good.
All right, that's what I'll do.
Thanks.
I only have a question. Maybe it's in the last notes from the last meeting because I didn't attend that, but what is now the outcome with the sign for the Savannah park up there. Did they decide it already on what they finally do, or what is, does anyone know how it will look and when it is actually then installed?
Since it had already been approved, the council had already approved that there was budget to make the sign, and they already had a pretty good idea of what they were looking for there. We opted as a group to not be directly participating in that process. So I'm not sure where it's evolved since then. But as far as I know, the project is still, you know, still on course. We're just not going to be participating directly.
It's on the council's agenda. The Savannah Oaks playground is on this council's agenda for the 12th. And so probably I'm assuming that'll be something that'll be one of the many components for that next phase, that project, depending on what council decides to do.
So stay tuned, Beat.
Yeah.
Oh, I was noticing that our next meeting is the Wednesday after Election Day. And I was wondering if that works for everybody or if it's worth looking into like pushing it out, simply because I know that 4 years ago on that date, I was like a total wreck. So just recognizing the various directions things can go. I just wanted to kind of take people's pulse and see if that was something that, if people are comfortable committing to that date or if you would rather push it out a week.
I'm fine keeping it there, but I could move it too.
I'm okay with that, or another week, that's fine with me.
In theory, I'm fine with it.
Okay, then we'll just keep it as is and not complicate things. Any other comments, questions, observations?
I don't know that we're like really, we have a thing, but maybe, I don't know, November, December, we can start trying to figure out if we're organized enough to ask for money from other places.
That's right.
Keep an eye on stuff. I know I forwarded to Carrie an email. America Walks has got their grant process has just opened, but again, without sort of like actual approved guidelines and stuff. I don't know that we're quite ready to technically apply for money, but it'd be something just to look forward to, and maybe even by the new year we can try something or keep an eye out for something.
I love the idea of us having a thing that we can actively seek out grant money for. I think that now we have a project to pursue, we're that much closer. I know sometimes I maybe, Terry, I might've gotten this idea from you. I feel like somebody at some point said that an art inventory is often a prerequisite for that, to be able to say, here's what we already have and here's how we're building on that. But it's like we're getting our acts together on both of those fronts. And so I feel like we're kind of on the cusp of being able to, you know,
That was part of, I want to say almost like the criteria or kind of like an initial step that Brian Wagner recommended that we do. And that's when I found out that we had already done some legwork on that for Clackamas County. And then there's a grant cycle. And I think the grant cycle is probably kind of near completion for now. So the group can look into what is the cycle, you know. It's in my recollection, it kind of wraps up in the fall.
Okay, I know, I think it was literally last week that the Clackamas County Arts Alliance closed their grant cycle. Mm-hmm. But yeah, there's various funds out there, so. But it's exciting that we're figuring out all those different pieces, and we'll be able to build on that.
There's one little thing, you know, the little, speaking of bee, the little bee in my bonnet about the Winter Lights Festival, which it happened this year, but I don't know what's going to happen. They don't know what they're going to do, unfortunately. But someday, someday it might be fun, you know, to try to organize an umbrella festival over the bridge and back between us and Oregon City. We talked about that in coordination with PGE. So kind of like a mini lights festival where people decorate up their own umbrellas with lights and wear wacky, you know, make lit up costumes and fun things like that. And I'll get out there and act as ridiculous as they can.
Wait, we're supposed to wait for a festival to do that?
We can do our own. I've talked to Oregon City councilors about that, you know, that it might be fun to do it on both sides, you know, just to celebrate the bridge between us. And because we have PGE right there, you know, heck.
That's right.
That has made me think, there are a few different steps. So I saw that the Parks and Rec Department is doing a Boo drive-through, where they're giving people pumpkins and then people are taking the pumpkins away and carving them and then bringing them back to the adult community center. And they're gonna put them ostensibly, I assume, around the like parking lot. So you can drive through and see all the different pumpkins. And obviously we're not ready now, which is sort of frustrating, but it would be so much fun to do, like, I mean, just to let the artistic community know about that, right? As opposed to like, I mean, I sort of found out as a parent of young children that they're doing that. But I could imagine if we had sort of the contact list that Beata was talking about and kind of the map of artists or something to, anyway, it's just a bit of a motivation to kind of get a contact something to be able to communicate to the people of Westland, because I think particularly with the Parks Department, there's probably a lot of synergy in calling people together and communicating with different groups that might not otherwise overlap. So I know we had talked to Shane about a newsletter of some kind, but it might be nice to kind of try and start focusing on that as well. Maybe something for holidays.
There's some things we can do even in the absence of having that list too. Like we could certainly ask to have a message included in existing city social media channels, right? So like it could say, calling all artists, blah, 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 blah. And we wouldn't need to have a mailing list to do that. That could just go out on behalf of the city and inevitably some artist will see it, right? So until we have that list, we could still kind of do more broadcast stuff. And then hopefully that kind of feeds on itself. And by doing that, then some, you know, artists come out from the woodwork and then we can start to create a list and so on and so forth.
Yeah, and I think just sort of start to brand the Arts and Culture Commission a little bit too, right? It's like, we're plugged into the city, we see what other people are doing and everybody should.
Wasn't it years ago that we had that? So we had the art in the park that was Mary S. Young Park, but then one year we had the one that was down, I never know how that park is called, where the Twilight River goes?
Willamette.
It's a really big one.
One year we had it over there and then it moved to Lake Oswego in front of Merrillhurst. But since then we never had any art shows. So, but we have music in the park. Maybe we can also do art up there, because it's kind of a central place where the Safeway is, that we have something like that. As you said, with the pumpkins, it's around there. So maybe we have a art show up there. I mean, right now we don't know if we can do that or not, but that would be also, I guess, something we can start or reinvent it. How do you say that? Get it back in place.
Yeah.
I don't know that with small, I mean, it doesn't have to be only the artists from West Lynn, but maybe some other artists from Oregon City or even Lake Oswego want to join for the first or second If I mean, I know the McLean House wants to do that too, but that would be kind of a different time in the year. So maybe we have our own over there.
Yeah, that was something that struck me shortly after moving here, was I felt like every single city apparently has an art festival except for us. That this is probably not the year to get back on that wagon. Yeah.
Well, a lot of cities are doing virtual art shows right now.
Yep.
That takes a certain tech capacity.
Yep. All of October, Charbonneau and Beaverton are both doing their virtual shows. Anything else? Any motions to adjourn?
I move to adjourn.
A second.
All right, we are hereby adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
See ya.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Thanks, Doug and Mel and Terry. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.